The weekend after next, anti-war protests are scheduled around the country, and while skepticism about going to war against Iraq is fairly common, it seems to be especially so in Hollywood. Sean Penn's trip to Baghdad was a high-profile celebrity anti-war act. So was the founding of Artists United to Win Without War. One of the organizers of that group is filmmaker Robert Greenwald, who joins us. And Mr. Greenwald, who are the actors aligned with your group?
Kim Basinger, Don Cheadle, Charles Dutton, Matt Damon, Ethan Hawke, Janine Garofalo, Vince D'Onofrio, Marty Sheen, David Duchovny, Tia Leone. It's a very diverse list.
What contribution do you think people like Tia Leone and David Duchovny make to a political debate? Let's say a chemistry teacher and a tax preparer don't make.
Absolutely none. Nobody in this group is quitting their day job to solve the problem in Iraq. What we have as a group is the ability to get media attention. When we made this announcement, we had at our press conference 13 television cameras, 7, 8, 10 radios, and 25 to 30 reporters. If we had 100 Nobel Peace Prize winners, we would not have gotten that attention. So Mike Farrell and I made a very specific decision. We said, how can we get some attention in the media? Because unfortunately, for a long time, all we were hearing was one message, one voice, brilliantly done by the Bush administration, selling us, in their words, their, quote, new product. And we said, we must get other voices out here. What high-profile actors and actresses allowed us to do was get other voices heard. And wherever possible, by the way, we would try to go on the air or on television with an expert in the field. So we were very, very clear we were using our profile to get attention, not in any way to suggest that our opinions are more valid than any others.
But do you find, for example, that somebody who's well known for starring in a television program or movies gets grilled at some news conference about what happened in the Gulf War in 1991 or at Halabja in northern Iraq and the years before that, and is a bit out of his depth?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And we did several things. We said, first of all, we had a briefing beforehand. We sent material to people. And again, we said over and over again, we are not the experts. We are citizens in a democracy, using democracy and its strengths in the best of our knowledge, which is to say, we have an opinion, we have a belief, let the inspections work, let them take their time.
Back in December, you were talking about reaching out, in one direction at least, to soap opera actors. Was there a move in that direction?
In terms of what we're going to be doing next, we have a three-pronged approach. One approach is we're beginning the process of reaching out to have soap operas united to win without war. Again, not that their opinions are more valuable, but they reach an enormous part of this country. We think that's going to be very effective. We're working with another group that we're forming now called Young Artists United to Win Without War, with Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal and Kristen Dunst, that we will be, by hopefully late January, having an announcement on college campuses. And screenwriter Naomi Foner is heading a group called Screenwriters United to Win Without War, who will be writing up letters to the editor and op-ed pieces that will be circulating all over the country. So we plan to continue. This is just the beginning, and we're finding a much, much stronger response than I ever would have dreamed of.
Mr. Greenwald, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Filmmaker Robert Greenwald spoke to us from Los Angeles. He is a founder of the group Artists United to Win Without War.